Joining us now in studio is Tom Buttig, and Tom, it is a pleasure to meet you. I'm a fan of the product.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
At Buttig Meats. And, of course, we're hearing a lot about you with your partners, the Blackhawks, now. But thank you for coming in, because I know you wanted to help out as well.
Absolutely. The company is going to make a contribution, as well as my wife and I are going to make a personal contribution as well today.
That's very nice of you. And, you know, I don't know if you have friends or family. The, you know, thing about the Midwest is we usually spread out a little bit, but we're never too far away. And a lot of us have friends and family there. I know my son in particular, just getting out of Bradley, knew a lot of people in the area that were impacted. But we're lucky that we weren't there, I guess is my point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And certainly, we service a lot of grocery stores in that area, and the devastation is amazing.
Yeah, that's a good point. When somebody, a supplier like you, when a grocery store literally goes away or suddenly needs, you know, additions, I mean, are you able to ready that up fairly quickly?
Yes, we're able to use our wholesalers to try to get food back to them as quickly as possible. In other states like Florida, we have a special permit to be able to get our meat snacks that don't require refrigeration and across some of the boundaries and so forth, because the state police and so forth, you know, kind of cordon off some areas.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a big friend of the stand-up comedy community because, you know, you get done with a show at midnight, I can whip into any store in the world and go, hey, there's my friend Buttig Meats. I got a sandwich right here in the car right now, baby. So,
and love it.
And good family story behind the company?
Yes, we were started in 1943 by my grandfather, Carl. I represent, there's five of us in the third generation. There'll be 13 in the next generation.
Wow.
That are coming up, some that will be in the business and some that may not. But we're all learning to be good owners, and so it's been a great story. We started, like I said, in 1943. We started in the south side of Chicago out of the stockyards, and now we function out of Homewood, Illinois, and South Holland, Illinois.
Well, I'm going to challenge your fellow suppliers to step up like you have this morning, as Buttig Meats makes a contribution, you and your wife as well, as you said, because 100% of this money is going to the cause, and McCormick matches 50 cents on every dollar.
Yes, no, we're looking forward to this will probably be the tip of the iceberg. We're going to we have an effort going on in the plant itself,
okay,
among our employees. Here in the Chicago area, we have 900 employees. And
wow.
In Sheboygan, Wisconsin, where we own the old Wisconsin Sausage Company, we have another 300 employees up there.
You know, if you get downwind, Dave, from Sheboygan, you can actually smell the sausage. And I mean that in a good way.
Yes, I know that.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. And like I said, I couldn't be a bigger fan.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, and thanks for the contribution. We appreciate it. And one of the generous people that was kind enough to join us this morning is Tim Condon. Tim's from the fine folks at Schaefer, Condon, Carter, one of the finest advertising and marketing agencies in the country. How's that for an introduction, Tim?
Well, that's pretty good, Steve.
How are
you? Good morning. I'm good. How you doing?
I appreciate you coming on. You know, I don't know if you know anybody in these areas. I didn't know anybody personally, but, you know, you feel like you know everybody, and you feel like, well, what can I do? Well, today we're giving you an opportunity.
Yeah, well, it's pretty close by, and you know, it was just, you know, heartbreaking to be watching the Bears game that day and see what was going on just, 100 miles away. So, yeah, we wanted to do something. We do something, you know, charitable every year.
Uh-huh.
As a company. And so we wanted to make a donation today on behalf of our clients and all of our team at SCC of $5,000.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We're giving you the only thing we can, which is a sitting ovation.
Where's the cha-ching?
Where is our cha-ching? Do we have a cha-ching? Do we have a defective cha-ching?
There we go.
We can't have that. Come on. Next time we'll have a better cha-ching. So, at any rate, Tim, I very much appreciate that. That's very generous, and it's nice of you to step up, and I'm a fan of what you guys do.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I hope everybody else that's listening can also jump in and help these folks out, because that's a lot of devastation down there.
Definitely is, my friend. Happy holidays. Thanks again, Tim Condon. And Tim Condon and everybody, as he said, his clients and partners at Schaefer, Condon, Carter, $5,000. Well, let's make it 40 grand. So I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I know we're at 40 now.
You're not going to be able to pour a foundation or rebuild homes in the next 4 or 5 months in Central Illinois. So you're looking at families, you know, 400 or 500 families that are going to be without a residence for at least probably close to a year.
This is WGN Radio's Tornado Relief Day.
Turning over programming today to raise funds for those devastated by the tornadoes of November 17th. Yeah, I'm a lucky guy. I got a lot of good friends and a lot of people I've met, not just through this radio station, but through the years. And some stay and some go, but the most loyal stay. And if you're a guy, you know, this kind of friends that will, you know, rip you and insult you on the golf course. And
no. Oh, you're talking about you or him?
Be there for you when, you know, you need him most. And that's Dr. Kevin Most.
Literally.
I met Dr. Kevin Most through Spike Odell a long time ago. And he stays in touch with Spike. He stays in touch with everybody. Well, he's very busy at Cadence Health. So, Doc, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Steve. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing great. We're doing great. We're off to a very good start here. And you were nice enough. Doc, you know, here's the thing, Doc. You know this. As guys, we don't need to talk every day. You know, we talk a month every, you know, once every couple of weeks or in the month. We pick it up like we are talking every day. It's the beauty of being a dude. Because that's what men do. So I texted you on, Saturday, I guess it was, maybe it was Sunday, and said, hey, we're doing this. And you texted back, said, well, how about $10,000? Would that help? And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, it might. And then you talked to whom at the hospital as well?
Well, you know, Steve, it's kind of cool. You know, we have a great medical staff. They're very generous. They're very hardworking. And their heart's just in the right place. So the first $10,000 was kind of a layup, you know. I just talked to our officers, you know, Dr. Morrison, Dr. Vorn, Dr. Altamari, Dr. Severino, and they said, $10,000? Yep, no problem. It's going to the right place, and I'll tell you a McCormick Foundation tie here in a second. And then after I did that, I said, well, you know what, I'm gonna call, you know, Jim Giblin and Mike Vivoda and Brian Lemon from Cadence Health and say, hey, you know, the medical staff ponied up $10,000. What would you guys like to do? And they said, well, if you guys did $10,000, we can do $10,000. So give $20,000 coming from the Cadence Health, you know, $10,000 from the medical staff. So that's straight from the doctor's pockets, and then $10,000 from Cadence Health.
That's huge. It's huge. And $20,000 becomes $30,000 thanks to the 50 cents on the dollar match that McCormick does. What's the McCormick tie you want to mention?
So it's kind of interesting. In 1963, Central DuPage Hospital wasn't in existence. There was a TB sanitarium out here, but there wasn't an acute care hospital. So community members went door to door to raise money to purchase the TB sanitarium to turn it into what is now Central DuPage. Well, one of the doors they knocked on was Colonel McCormick's door. And Colonel McCormick wrote a check for $175,000.
Wow.
That allowed us to start our footprint for Central DuPage. So
I didn't know that.
Kind of interesting how we go full circle here.
Yeah, well, it's the least we can do. As we've been saying all along, it's the least we can do to help out. And we really appreciate it because your 20 now takes us over 60,000. That's before the match. So you can throw the match in. We're almost at 100 grand already, and that's in the first 2 hours and 15 minutes. But, you know, I consider you guys family, and I know you do WGN as well, but it was great to step up so quickly on no notice.
Well, it's great. You know, and Stephen, it's Thanksgiving week, and all of us, all your listeners, really just sitting around thinking about, in a couple of days, you're going to be sitting around your dinner table with your family, surrounded by your things, and being thankful for the year, and just think of all the people down in Washington who, that table's not there, that house is not there, the chance to have a meal with their family is not there. So anything we can do to support them, I think, is great, and I appreciate it. The McCormick Foundation, because you know what? This is just people that we trust. We know when we give you the money, it's going to the right place. And that should be very comforting for the patients or for the people who are going to write checks to you guys today.
Well, that's great. It's well put by you. And again, from Washington to Pekin to Coal City to Gifford to New Minden, you're right. There's a lot of people that don't have a Thanksgiving table to sit around, literally. So thank you for stepping up. And everybody at Cadence Health, at CDH and Delanor and the whole Cadence Health family. And cadencehealth.org. And thanks to Mike and all the people you mentioned who never take my call, but thank goodness you and Mike both do.
You got it.
All right, buddy. All the best. Thank you again.
Thanks. Have a great Thanksgiving.
So same to you. So there you go. Now we're over 60,000.
Excellent.
And say hi to Kathy Cummings from Medline. Kathy, I want to get your title right. VP Corporate Communications. Is that it?
That's it.
Apparently, I'm good at communications. I don't know what I get for that. Listen, we love Medline, but explain to folks who don't know what you guys do.
Well, Medline is a leading medical supply company. We make or distribute over 350,000 healthcare supplies and services across the continuum of care, which means we're in hospitals and nursing homes and surgery centers and physicians' offices.
Do you make the robes that don't fully come together in the back, that they're kind of flowered and stuff? Because those don't look good on a grown man.
We do. But, you know, we've got new styles that are coming out all the time, so I can hook you up with something if you're
interested. I don't want to be in a hospital. I'm just saying a couple times when I have been, I just look ridiculous in a flowered robe with a, you know, flapping in the wind. That's all. That's all I'm saying. You know, with all the modern medical technology and the geniuses at Medline, and you know I mean that, let's get a better robe. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we'll work on that, and in fact, we'll give you a call maybe for a little consultation.
Okay. All right, Kathy. Don't be funnier than me. That's rule number one on this show. Listen, I appreciate you calling in. You know how important today is, and you guys have really stepped up. So you want to tell folks what you're going to do?
Yeah, and we do want to start off by thanking you, Steve, and all the good people at WGN and the McCormick Foundation for putting together this important campaign. It's the right thing to do, and we know it's going to help so many families affected by the tornado here in Illinois. And Medline is so pleased to contribute $25,000 to this effort.
How about that?
I think we're going to help you hit that 100,000 mark pretty quickly.
You absolutely are. Thank you so much, Kathy, and thank you for all the good work you guys do every day of the year.
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't stop there because our employees based here in Illinois also wanted to personally chip in, and they put together a fundraiser this week.
Go ahead.
After just one day yesterday, they already collected around $1,700. So we look forward to bringing you the results of their efforts this week as well.
Nice. How about another hand? Awesome. The Medline people.
So
fantastic. Yeah, you know what? Make any gown you want. I don't care. That's fantastic. Thank you.
They're a special group of people, and we're so pleased to be joining you in this effort.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy, and thanks to everybody at Medline. That's Kathy Cummings, Corporate Communications Director there. She's funny.
She's funny.
We need to get her a show.
We need to get you a gown.
You're always trying to get me in a hospital gown. David Hiller's here. David and I are old pals of sorts from the Tribune days, and you're now running the McCormick Foundation. It's probably the biggest job you've ever had, and you've had plenty of them.
Well, this is certainly one of the best I've ever had, Steve, and thanks for having me on your show, and thanks so much for what you and the rest of the gang at WGN Radio are doing to help the people who are hurt by these tornadoes.
Well, here's the thing. The McCormick folks have done this better than anybody for my money forever, and when you volunteer to match 50 cents on the dollar up to $500,000, it's a little hard to say no. So let me just return that thanks to everybody at your organization. We're doing a lot of the heavy lifting today and managing collecting the dough.
Well, thank you. Well, it's a team effort, as you know, and the biggest part of the team are the people who are your listeners and the people watching WGN TV. Chicagoland has a big heart and a great history of when disaster strikes like this, people really show up and help out, and that's what this campaign is all about. These, as you know, and Pete was just talking, these were some of the worst storms that have ever hit Illinois. And unbelievable, you can imagine a tornado that's like half a mile wide.
It's incredible.
It goes for 50 miles on the ground. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's incredible. 100% of the donations plus the match go to the impacted communities. These grants, there's normally a grant process, and this is another thing I want to thank you for, because this is not something that's easy to do either. But there's a grant process and a vetting of sorts that goes on, because McCormick wants to make sure that the money's going to the right places. We've asked you to express lane this because we want to get the money on the ground in the appropriate places as quickly as possible. But I just want to make sure everybody understands whatever money they donate is getting right to the heart of the matter, correct?
Oh, it sure is. And, in fact, we've already started vetting the possible agencies that we'd work with even before the money is coming in. And thankfully now a lot of money is coming in. But it's important to do this smart. And one of the things we do between the radio and us, we pick up all the administrative costs.
Which is big.
Well, it is in a fundraising effort like this, but we want 100% of the money to go to the people who need it, and that's a big part of this. And we're going to work double time, overtime through the holidays. We'll get the first round of grants out before the end of the year. And those first round will focus still on the emergency relief. effort still, some of the food and shelter and the near-term issues. And then after the first of the year, we can turn more to the longer-term rebuilding, getting people back in their houses, back in jobs, back living their lives like they should be.
So as long as we go up to $500,000, you guys will go 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, we sure will. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's appreciated very much. As of right now, $77,810 collected so far. Pete, you want to do the math on this one? 77,810.
30.
Close to 40,000.
Right, there it is. Yeah.
I think you can tell he's the boss.
Yeah.
He rounds up.
Well, we want to put the whole $250,000 to work too. So
right. Well, and the point is, right now with your match, we're at almost $120,000 in the first 4 hours of this.
Yeah,
great
start.
David, thank you very much. David Hiller, McCormick Foundation. I appreciate you coming over.
Good, Steve. Thank you.
Nice
all
to
again.
See you.
Bye-bye.
McCormick Foundation, longtime partners of WGN and everybody here at the Tribune Company.